Chapter 1. Chapter Outline: God Creates Heaven and Earth, verses 1 and 2. The Creation of Light, verses 3 through 5. God Separates the Earth from the Waters and Makes it Fruitful, verses 6 through 13. God Forms the Sun, Moon, and Stars, verses 14 through 19. Animals Created, verses 20 through 25. Man Created in the Image of God, verses 26 through 28. Food Appointed, verses 29 and 30. The Work of Creation Ended and Approved, verse 31. Verses 1 and 2. The first verse of the Bible gives us a satisfying and useful account of the origin of the earth and the heavens. The faith of humble Christians understands this better than the fancy of the most learned men. From what we see of heaven and earth, we learn the power of the great Creator. And let our make and place as men remind us of our duty as Christians, always to keep heaven in our eye and the earth under our feet. The Son of God, one with the Father, was with him when he made the world. Nay, we are often told that the world was made by him, and nothing was made without him. Oh, what high thoughts should there be in our minds of that great God whom we worship, and of that great Mediator in whose name we pray. And here, at the beginning of the sacred volume, we read of that divine Spirit whose work upon the heart of man is so often mentioned in other parts of the Bible. Observe that at first there was nothing desirable to be seen, for the world was without form and void. It was confusion and emptiness. In like manner, the work of grace in the soul is a new creation, and in a graceless soul, one that is not born again, there's disorder, confusion, and every evil work. It is empty of all good, for it is without God. It is dark. It is darkness itself. This is our condition by nature, till Almighty grace works a change in us. Verses 3 through 5. God said, "Let there be light." He willed it, and at once there was light. Oh, the power of the Word of God! And in the new creation, the first thing that is wrought in the soul is light. The Blessed Spirit works upon the will and affections by enlightening the understanding. Those who by sin were darkness, by grace become light in the Lord. Darkness would have been always upon fallen man if the Son of God had not come and given us understanding. 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. The light which God willed, he approved of. God divided the light from the darkness. For what fellowship has light with darkness? In heaven there is perfect light, and no darkness at all. In hell, utter darkness, and no gleam of light. The day and the night are the Lord's. Let us use both to his honor, by working for him every day, and resting in him every night, meditating in his law both day and night. Verses 6 through 13. The earth was emptiness, but by a word spoken, it became full of God's riches, and his they are still. Though the use of them is allowed to man, they are from God, and to his service and honor they must be used. The earth at his command brings forth grass, herbs, and fruits. God must have the glory of all the benefit we receive from the produce of the earth. If we